Sean Britton taking you through this morning, and I'm joined in studio by 2SER resident movie reviewer, Mr. Michael Jones. Michael, good morning.
I'm just one of the residents in this asylum, but it's always good to be here. Look, I'm here to review a couple of films that actually were released yesterday, but I know you're all good patriotic citizens who do what Karl Stefanovich tells you to do and don't go to the movies on Anzac Day. So I'm assuming you're all going to go to the movies today, but I'm not going to talk about the particular film he was referring to, which I think was Infinity War.
Yep.
I'm going to talk about a couple of other films, Last Flag Flying and Unsane. I'll start with Last Flag Flying. This film was actually released on Veterans Day, about November 11th in the United States last year. And so I guess it's obviously been held back more to capitalise on Anzac sentiment, as no Australian war-themed films were due for release this year at this time.
Yeah, I can't say I've heard of this one, but just taking a brief look at, obviously, the cast, terrific cast,
yep.
But just the story, it's a comedy-drama film, but it sounds very dark.
It is a very dark comedy-drama film. It stars Bryan Cranston, Steve Carell, Lawrence Fishburne, and a newcomer called Jay Quinton Johnson. Like you said, it's a comedy drama, but most of the film's lighter moments, rather than coming from Steve Carell, actually come from Bryan Cranston, while Lawrence Fishburne plays the more serious, uptight one, and Carell plays the sad one. Yeah, it's about three Vietnam veterans who reunite in late 2003, and the reasons for the reunification of these three old war buddies becomes clear soon enough after a bit of alcohol and some. It turns out that Doc son, who is also in the military, has been killed in Iraq.
Mm.
And he'd like his two friends, Sal and Mueller, to come and help him bury him at Arlington National Cemetery. But there's a bit of a problem. Doc hasn't been told the truth of the circumstances surrounding his son's death. And once he finds that out, he decides, well, actually, no, I don't want to bury my son at Arlington. I want to take him home to New Hampshire. And so we have a road trip, like three middle-aged men in the early 2000s, discovering mobile phones for the first time. It's actually quite funny. Like I said, it's a road trip with three middle-aged men, basically confronting their past while obviously trying to help one of their own deal with his own very uncertain and, at the moment, quite sad future. I did make that cynical observation at the beginning about the, you know, release date of the film, but Last Flag Flying is actually a pretty impressive film. It highlights the plight of mostly forgotten veterans of America's misadventures in the, you know, late 60s, early 70s, and contrasts that with the kind of sickening jingoism and government and media spin. We didn't see any of that yesterday. That seemed to be happening all over again with the Iraq campaign. Like Sal, Doc and Mueller, they can see right through all of that bullshit and can't really believe that that's all happening again.
Mm.
And that comes through in this film. The politics of this film, they're actually quite clear enough without needing to whack the viewer over the head with it. Just seeing the way the three main characters react to what they're seeing and experiencing, the grief, does get the message across quite well enough. The title of the film is thankfully misleading. There's really no celebration of militarism or overt displays of patriotism, which is quite unusual for an American film.
Mm.
It's really just three guys trying to get on with their lives. Last Flag Flying, it probably won't salute at the box office given it's an American film, but it is worthy of your attention.
Fantastic. Great big thumbs up for Last Flag Flying. Now, our next one is Unsane.
Oh, sorry, I think I forgot to mention that. Last Flag Flying, directed by Richard Linklater, who's made some pretty good films. So another reason to have a look at it. Unsane, this is a film that's made by a director that's directed some pretty good films, Steven Soderbergh.
Yeah, that name jumped out at me.
Yes, and some other names that may jump out at you. Claire Foy, who's recently starred in The Crown. Joshua Leonard, you might remember from a long time ago, Blair Witch Project. Jay Farrow, Juno Temple, and Amy Irving are also in this one. And an unusual thing about Unsane, it was shot entirely on an iPhone 7 Plus.
Oh, I think I did hear about this one that was going to be coming up because it was a little bit, well, I hope it's not going to be necessarily just a stunt sort of film, which a few of them sometimes end up being. This is another one of those found footage ones, is it?
No, it certainly isn't. I describe it as a pretty entertaining, retro-style, old-school psychological thriller that looks like it could have been made in the 1970s. But what else would you expect from Steven Soderbergh? Of course, yeah. There's more than one villain in this story besides possibly a stalker-type character. There's also the mental health facility itself with its dodgy medical practices, and it's really dodgy staff hiring policy. If you watch the film, you'll find out more. It's about this woman, Sawyer Valentini, played by Claire Foy. She's just moved to a new city to get away from a man called David, who's played by Joshua Leonard, who she thinks has been stalking her back in Boston. She's still feeling a bit uneasy and still getting the occasional flashback, so she visits a mental health facility to speak to a psychiatrist. At the end of the consultation, of course, the psychiatrist gives her a few forms to sign. Big mistake signing those forms. She's just voluntarily committed herself to the institution until doctors determine she is no longer a threat to herself or others. And then an old familiar face shows up on the staff. You can guess who that might be. And of course, there's only one fellow patient, Nate, played by Jay Farrow, who seems to know exactly how the place works, and he's the only one who believes her. So like I said, Unsane, it does follow a pretty standard formula, but Soderbergh, with the use of the iPhone 7 Plus and some other trickery, does add some classy touches to proceedings, which does lift it above the average. There are some pretty obvious flaws if you've ever had anything to do with a mental health facility. There are some things that, there's no way they would do that in a real hospital. But, there's no way they'd have those objects there. But you've just got to suspend a bit of disbelief and take Unsane as a bit of crazy fun.
Terrific. Michael, thank you very much.
Pleasure.